Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, penthouse pets and wild sexy beasts, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, or a big teacup in the sky. But one thing we know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And tonight, if you're listening to me live, or if you're one of those lucky little devils that's actually watching us on drsusanblock.tv, well, tonight we are climaxing Masturbation Month in the merry month of May with penthouse self-petting. You've heard of self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But self-petting is a very special activity that the penthouse pets are experts in. Or perhaps I should say sexperts, since these pets don't just pet, but they pontificate, I think. They are sexperts, they are sex pots, and they are here. And I'm very excited to introduce them to you. Starting with someone who's already got me totally confused because I thought she'd be a blonde. And here she is, a sultry brunette, Mackenzie Miles.
Hello.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Speakeasy.
Thank you.
And the Dr. Susan Block Show.
I'm excited.
Good. I am too. I mean, I'm... You know, it's good to knock me off balance a little. I was expecting the blonde hair, and now we have a few blonde streaks, but it's this sultry brunette.
I surprised Ryan today, too.
Yes, and we have Ryan Neely.
Oh, thank you.
And here's her microphone. It's on now. Turn her on.
Ryan Neely is...
Keely, K-E-E-L-Y.
That's right, of course. Keely. Ryan Keely, making a mistake always makes them listen even closer.
I must be making you nervous.
And my headphones aren't working, by the way, just so you know. My headsets are not working. Cannot hear. Ryan Keely is the 2011 runner-up for Pet of the Year.
I am. It's a huge honor.
Yes. And you are also the Dirty Details mistress.
I write a monthly column for Penthouse Forum called The Dirty Details, where I take sex advice questions, and so people can email me at thedirtydetails@ffn.com if they want
yes.
me to answer any sex relationship
dating
tips. Questions. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
And love tips?
You know, I don't get enough questions about love. You know, people seem to more focus on the physical act than the emotional side of the relationship when they're trying to fix problems.
You know, sex is an aspect of love.
It is.
A very important one.
But love is an important aspect of sex.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Spirituality.
Sometimes love can be a really messed up aspect of sex.
Mm.
But we'll get to that.
Jumping ahead.
I want to introduce your friends and lovers, I guess, right?
Not yet. Phoenix and I'm going to have Phoenix is going to have me on the 5th, and Isis and I have talked about it, but we haven't nailed down a date to play with each other, but it'll happen soon.
So you have dirty talking.
I've had Ryan.
I love Mackenzie.
Okay, here we go. So,
yes. The
introductions. We have Phoenix Marie.
Yes.
P. Marizzle.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome. Super,
thank you.
Super butt, super girl, super cowgirl anal is what I hear
yes.
is your specialty. Cowgirl anal.
I prefer anal sex.
Right.
I really
you
do.
Prefer it to
yeah.
vaginal
100%.
And oral.
And I love giving oral.
Right.
She's amazing.
Wow.
I've seen it. It's a little hard to believe.
And this is Isis Taylor.
Hi.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Isis is part Israeli?
I'm Israeli, Peruvian, and Scottish.
So buenas noches as well.
Yes.
Right. And Scottish. I don't know what Scottish term for
I have no idea.
Okay.
Here's a beer.
It's just better than just saying like white.
Yeah. So you went to Glee tonight?
I was supposed to, and then all my friends went at the 3 o'clock show, so I was like, I don't want to go by myself.
Are you a singer?
No, but I danced all throughout school.
Aww.
So all my friends are dancers, and we were all going to go. Like, one of my friends is on the show, and I don't know. I just, when they all went earlier, I was like, I don't.
Well, that's okay.
Know.
That's okay. I'm glad you're here. You're all here, and that's just such a beautiful thing. For Penthouse Pets, I've got to move my microphone here. And it's like I could build a city with Penthouse Pets, you know. It's beautiful. It's great. So now you've also brought some toys. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You're celebrating Masturbation Month with your new line of Penthouse
this
sex
is a new,
toys.
Yes, this is a new line from Topco. Topco has produced many Penthouse toys in the back, but this is the Penthouse Mode Collection. You can see that they're stylized. They all, they have rhinestones. They're waterproof. They're amazing. So we're going to talk about all of the different toys and all of the fun things that you can do with them.
Yeah. They do look quite. Now this is like a furry thing on the end.
This Phoenix Marie can explain this toy for you.
Okay. You've got the black version.
Yeah. You know, color doesn't matter to me. But not only that, but. Break it open.
Like a little interracial sex toy action.
Again, size, whatever. No. To me, the first thing, obviously, when I saw this toy, I thought, "Ooh, look, butt plugs," because they obviously have the ripple like the beads.
Yes.
And it's extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a vibrator as well. Right.
And because I actually come harder and more frequently from anal sex, it is waterproof. So if you want to take it to the tub, if you work with a girl or a guy even who comes a lot or girl squirts, you can definitely not have to worry about any of the fluids hindering the vibrations.
Mm.
But, you know, then it's also fun to sit there and stick it up your what-what and then, you know,
right.
have a little thing hanging out.
You can say more than what-what. Because
that's what Phoenix Marie has a what-what. It's not a butt. It's a what?
That's how she refers to her
butt situation, right?
You know what? It was just one of those things of not a lot of people can say ass, anal, et cetera, et cetera. They've seen it as offensive, unfortunately. So I just decided to just take the song and say what?
Yeah.
And
okay.
She sounds so innocent when she says what?
I know. It's like, I'm going to totally destroy her what?
Right, right. Now I'm going to say two words each time I say anything. Okay, but I'm just saying that, you know, this is internet radio and cable
She's
TV.
She's going to stick it in her ass.
So
stick it in the ass, Phoenix.
You can say whatever you like about your what's in your ass.
My anal cavity.
But it's interesting you thought that this was good for the butt, because, of course, the first thing I think when I see it is...
Go for it.
Feather duster. I'm thinking feather duster, but, you know, I mean, that's another me.
It's multi-use.
Well, another fun thing that you can do with the feathers is sensation play. Like, it would be very exciting if
yes.
I... Actually, can I demonstrate on Mackenzie? Is
oh,
that okay?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'd love to.
Do it.
Too.
So...
She's
what I'm
blindfolding
going to do.
Her oh, now.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Yeah,
with fine. A special penthouse blindfold here. Uh-huh.
So this is the Penthouse City blindfold, and blindfolds are amazing to use in the bedroom because a lot of us have them lying around for sleeping in bright situations.
Yeah,
but what they do is sensory deprivation, and so it makes people more aware of touch and feel than they would without... Than with being able to see, because right now she doesn't know what I'm going to do to her. She doesn't know exactly how, where, or when I'm going to touch her, and that's a really exciting...
How do you feel about that, Mackenzie?
A little excited.
A little, okay. Where? How do you know you're excited?
What
is your body telling you?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm like she said, I'm kind of wondering like where she's going to be touching me and waiting for it.
All right. I am too. I'm wondering and watching. And, ooh, it's going across the back of the neck, which is a classic spot for the woman. You know, guys, you should know a good part to start with outer course is the back of the neck. It's like it's a hotline to the spine, and it really gets you going. That back of the neck, and you can't see back there, even without a blindfold, so it does feel a little mysterious. Now we're going down the front, and the front of the chest a little bit.
It works better when she's naked.
Well, you know, feel free. You can always just get that way here. This is the speakeasy.
Hey, Doc, could you move that bottle of agua?
Ah, yes.
Thank
Let's
you.
Let's get the sight
lines
out here.
Over there?
Yeah. Would you like some?
Oh, I had like a full cup up to here of tequila.
So oh,
so Mackenzie, can you tell me how that felt?
It was good. It was, you know, because I don't know where you're going. It's kind of, I don't know, every time you touch me, it's like a little surprise.
A little surprise.
Tingly.
So this toy is, it's called this... What is this called? The Fine Feathered Friend.
Mm.
And this toy, as we've discovered, has multiple uses. And it's all from the Penthouse Mode Collection from Topco. You can find that at thepenthousestore.com.
Ooh, well, you're just a fount of wisdom.
It's my job.
And I think we have a code, don't we, that people can order through us?
Yes, there's a code.
But what is the code?
It's a secret code.
It's a secret code that we don't even know.
It's something about block.
Block, I
yeah,
know.
It's something
block
about
something.
Block something.
Maybe
Should
Kelly
I find
can
out?
Find out what our code is. So when people order stuff, I guess, tonight. Yeah, you got the code?
It's block 20.
Block
20. Block 20.
Block 20.
So go to the penthousestore.com and pick out whatever you want, and there's tons of great toys there, and then enter the code. Just
right.
block
20.
And get 20% off.
And you get 20% off. See, easy. That's all you need to know. Right, and you're licking the feather. You are a very oral girl, aren't you?
I am.
You are.
I have this scene where she sticks this whole huge toy like all the way down her throat, and then it just stays there, and she closes her mouth. And
did you bring one of those?
Then she opens it, and then it just like shoots out.
Wow.
It was amazing. I was like, do it again.
I can take 8 inches down my throat with no problem.
Did you bring a toy like that?
Unfortunately, we don't have them in the Mode collection, but it's all, anything that's, like, obviously rubber completely,
I've got the same talent.
You do.
Amazing.
Yeah. You do it. Bring the challenge.
Well, I would like to ask you to demonstrate. I thought you'd have something, but I have condoms to put on my toys.
Do you have a double-headed one? And then they can do it, like, on each side.
In case.
Well,
in the middle.
Who's got an 8-inch dick in here?
Yeah. Where was that big bag of dildos that we moved aside because where's the big...
I don't know who moved it, and I don't know where they are.
The basket of dildos that we moved aside because we didn't want to interfere with all these great toys. But, Brian, you moved them somewhere? Okay, so we'll get those in a minute here. So tell me where everybody's from and how you became a penthouse pet while we're waiting for the dildos.
I'm from Oregon.
Oregon.
I grew up in a very small town.
Rainy.
In Oregon, yes.
So that's Rainy. Why you have such a nice complexion.
Thank you. Mm. I don't know, I was in Oregon, I was going to college, and I met this girl, and we became really good friends, and we were like, fuck Oregon, we want to go see what's in L.A.
Fuck Oregon.
Yeah.
I think Oregon wishes you would have done that more often.
Well, we had quite a bit of that on our way out. So.
Oh, shit, okay.
So we came down to L.A., and thank you, Craigslist.
All right. You know, that's how they found you, or you found Penthouse?
Well, I started doing porn first, and I was doing porn for about a year and a half, and then I moved back to Oregon for a couple years, and then I came back. Well, when I was in Oregon, I got a boob job, and then I came back to porn, and then Penthouse found me.
Because she's beautiful.
It's the progression. You get your boob job, you go to...
I grew up a little bit.
L.A.
I was 19 when I was first here, and I was very young. I did all the pigtails and the long socks and stuff, and then I came back, and no more of that.
You'd still look cute in pigtails. All right. And you like dangerous sex.
Dangerous.
Naughty. I don't know. That's what I read in the Penthouse description of you.
It's like, exciting.
Really, like
naughty,
surprise.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, when guys just kind of take you by surprise. Not that anyone should do that here. Right, not even
this
you.
This is like
Morgan.
The horror, worst
guy,
place
but,
to say that.
But Morgan waved when I said that. No
well,
girls either
now
taking
it's not
her
a surprise.
By surprise. Okay, what?
I said, now it's not a surprise if you wave.
Oh, right. It's tipping your hat or your hand.
Hands down, pants down.
Right. Well, that's a challenge.
There we go.
Definitely. So, Ryan Keeley.
Yes.
Dirty details. How did you become a penthouse pet?
Well, I'm originally from the Pacific Northwest as well. I think there's something about the Pac Nor that
the rain.
Pretty girls get out of there really fast.
Yeah.
And I came down to San Diego, and then I worked at an adult DVD store for about 2 years, and then I met the wonderful Haley Page, God rest her soul. And she got me a job recruiting and managing girls in San Diego, and then I went up to L.A. where I also managed female talent. I was about 19 at the time. At that point, I started my career in radio. I started with KSX Radio, and then I moved on to Playboy Radio. I worked as a buyer for a major company at that time. And at some point, Justine Jolie was like, hey, you could model too. And the idea had never crossed my mind before because I'd worked behind the scenes in porn for so long, I figured that, you know, if I was pretty enough, someone would have said something, and no one had. And so I went through this whole, like, transformation process where she burned all of my cargo pants. And, you know, I grew my hair out and got a tan and got the nails and the whole thing. And I always knew the career that I really admired was Janine Lindenmuller. I think that she's had a really amazing run. And, and of course, her background is with Penthouse, and I only do girls on camera. And so she was, you know...
Except maybe the jail part.
Except for in more
although
recent
she
years.
She made it work for her.
She did make it work for her. But, you know, Justine Jolie is a good friend and a huge inspiration for me. Janine has always been an inspiration for me. So being in Penthouse was a really important part of achieving that dream and, you know, making everything that I wanted to happen in adult happen.
Well, good for you. Well, you know, it's interesting because it's like you started out as the smart girl and became the sex pot.
Yeah, I'm wearing my contacts right now. I actually normally do have glasses
right.
on.
You know, I'm sure you have a much nerdier look that, you know, we can share at another time.
My fans on my Twitter page,
they
yeah,
see that.
They know.
Right. Okay. But you know, it's very interesting that you start out that way because people usually think somebody gets into Penthouse, especially becomes a pet of the year or runner-up, you know, you'd have to be the hottie from the get-go, you know, the hottie even in elementary school. But
you know,
not
I think girls that were hot in elementary school don't really get into porn. It's always the late bloomers that I find.
Because they get knocked up early.
Yeah,
I
was a nerd.
Yeah, total nerd.
Pregnant by the time you're in Penthouse, right.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. And, I just loved human sexuality, so working behind the scenes was exciting enough for me. And when the opportunity to step in front of the camera presented itself, it was overwhelming and exciting and flattering all at the same time.
Well, all the benefit for us. And now, let's see. So, Phoenix, how did you rise to the Penthouse pages?
I got into porn October 15, 2007. I gave it a go, and I worked for Harley Davidson for 7 years, doing finance.
Harley Mama, you like to wrap your legs around a hog.
Something about the vibrations, I'm not
gonna
lie.
Hot hog is big enough for you?
I have my own, let's put it that way.
Okay, but so you have your own.
Yes,
you
I
go
have
riding, driving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Good for you. And, yeah, so got into Penthouse.
You know what? Obviously, I always looked at it like there's the pretty and the dirty, and I really didn't want to, like, alter my body too much, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just play with all those girls, and so I never really saw myself as being a Penthouse pet, and fortunately,
you didn't. You're another one that didn't see yourself as that.
You know what? I do love very hardcore scenes, and I wouldn't see that as being super pretty all the time, obviously.
Depends, I guess.
I like fetish. I like bondage as well. I mean, like, candle wax on my body. Like, I look at that, like, oh, that could be there, you know.
It's getting wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Melty,
see,
yeah.
I like that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think that, you know, the smeared lashes and mascara and everything else would technically be, you know, Penthouse, but... Obviously, as you've seen, Miss Emma Nixon did an amazing job on my stills.
Yes. Yes, an amazing job, but, you know, you do an amazing job on yourself. All right, so Isis.
As I'm playing with the laser pointer that they gave me. Let's see.
So were you born in Israel?
No, actually, I'm a Valley girl.
Oh, but you're one of your parents?
My grandfather.
Grandfather from Israel.
Yeah, my grandfather's from Israel. My grandmother's from Peru. My mom's from Venice, and I'm from the Valley.
Venice Beach as opposed to Italy?
Yeah, Venice Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a Valley girl. I even have Valley girl tattooed on my arm.
Aww.
I used to have 818 on this arm, but I got it removed. Penthouse.
Well, you know, I thought you were from Israel, but the Valley is the new promised land.
No, but I used to live in Israel.
People make Aliyah to the Valley, you know. It's like, Oregon, and Aliyah, by the way, is a Hebrew word for, like, making a pilgrimage to Israel and
it's like,
moving there, making a commitment, so.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Israel. I lived in a place called Tzfat, which is it's in the middle of Israel. It's a beautiful place. It's one of the oldest cities in Israel.
When were you there?
98 to almost 2000.
So when you were a kid, you weren't a Penthouse pet yet.
No, but I've been talking to Penthouse for many moons about sending my ass over there because apparently...
Your ass. This is another case of the ass before the rest of you, I guess.
Because apparently they've been talking about, like, if they wanted an Israeli pet and then they get one and then I don't know what happened after that. Kind of everything just fell off. But as far as me being in Penthouse, it's something that I always wanted.
Like they have a picture of you in there. I mean, I saw one picture that you were showing your butt.
Yeah, I have a nice ass.
You do? I'd like to see it.
Oh, here, let me stand up.
Okay.
In my very tall heels, they made me change.
Tall heels, yes.
We didn't make you change.
Oh, look at that ass. That's quite an ass. And no panties, or as we say here for Panty Boy, hello, Panty Boy, invisible panties.
Panties are overrated.
Panties are overrated. Well, when you're wearing something like that, it's okay, but with jeans, it gets, you know.
Chafing.
Well, little chafing.
Yeah, no, Penthouse is something I always wanted to do. Before I ever got into porn, I always knew that I was going to end up naked on some magazine spread somewhere, or half naked. I filled out, they used to have like this application that you could fill out for Penthouse to send it in, and I filled out like maybe about 100 of them. And I filled it out for Penthouse, and I filled it out for Playboy, and then I just really didn't like Playboy anymore. And
why?
Because I think it's kind of bland.
Not sexy enough for you?
Yeah, I think they, like, go to, like, a regular workplace and pick out, like, some regular girl and put this regular girl in this regular magazine and, like, here, take off your clothes.
How would you describe yourself if not regular?
Definitely not regular. I mean, I'm interesting.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, I'm different. I'm not just, you know, I'm not very bland.
They don't promote sex like they say they do. And fortunately, you know, most Playboy models, it's you won't find anything with them sticking anything inside of themselves.
Playboy models don't have sex.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, yeah, a really good friend of mine is Miss February of 2009, and she's the hottest thing ever, but you can't even see her snatch in the picture.
There are some, however, some really amazing playmates that came over to the penthouse dark side because they wanted to get dirty.
Yes.
I mean, you get Nikki Benz, you have Sandy Westgate, whose whole career is built on being, you know, the Playboy playmate gone wild. And then, of course, there's Victoria Zadrock was for playmate first and now as a pet, and Lexi Carlson was also came over to the dark side.
There's a
the
lot
penthouse.
Of switching now.
But no, that's the thing. Penthouse is like, once you're with Penthouse, it's like, why would you want to go anywhere else?
Exactly. It's like a family.
It's like, one, it's like a family, and two, it's like, when you take your pictures, you feel the sexiest you could ever feel.
And Penthouse is now owned by Adult Friend Finder?
Yeah, Friend Finder is a Penthouse is a subsidiary.
Bob Guccione was an old friend of mine who actually helped me start publishing my newspapers way, way back when.
Well, Mark Bell was involved in Penthouse. Mark Bell, the current owner of Penthouse, got involved back in the Guccione days. He actually ran the whole internet side of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you that want to see all of our Penthouse pictures, you can go to penthouse.com, and our whole photo spreads are there, including the outtakes.
Or you guys can go to Isis Taylor's store and buy my autographed Penthouse.
Exactly. But Mark Bell set up the entire internet side of the business for Bob, and Bob ended up needing money, and then he couldn't pay back the money, and so he got his toy taken away. And I love the new direction that the magazine has taken. Of course, Bob is a legend, and you know his mansion is, of course, I think should be named historic landmark. And Caligula, I mean, Penthouse has a long and storied and fascinating
history.
Penthouse has only gotten better over the years.
Yes.
Max was very inspired by Penthouse foreign letters to create his magazine.
Right. I stole them from Bob.
I said inspired.
I just stole them. Well, it was the time of the underground press, so I stole all this shit. I cut it out, and I was doing an interview with him, and he said, I think those are my letters. That's my type style. I said, yeah, I said, it's really nice, Mr. Guccione. And he said, boy, you guys got a lot of balls, don't you? So I ran the first ads on the West Coast for Bob back in 1970-something. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know what your background is.
I'm the most prosecuted publisher in the United States. I've been in prison 3 years.
Wow.
I've been prosecuted for everything.
Janine,
23
eat your
times.
Heart out.
Okay. None of these guys got nothing. None of these guys got nothing on me. Believe me.
19 years.
Gangster.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, Penthouse is a great magazine, and I was looking through it because Bob was really a dear friend. When I was prosecuted, he helped us. He funded us. Wow. That's why he lost everything, because he had a heart and he cared. Right.
He's known for his generosity. Right. God rest his soul.
He was a wonderful, wonderful man. And
a great artist.
So when I first got the magazines, I started to cry because I hadn't seen a Penthouse in a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I saw his pictures in there, and I see that you guys still honor him. So, and I looked at all the nice pussies and stuff. And said, hey, everything's cool. Penthouse is alive.
But no, the Penthouse is one of those things that even in movies to this day, like, I mean, you hear occasionally Playboy people talk about the Playboy Mansion, but everybody talks about Penthouse Forum. Everybody talks about Penthouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Penthouse is one of those things that'll never die down. Like, when people look at Penthouse, Penthouse is really something where you can open up the pages and really jerk one off. Nobody really wants to look at something where it's all shadowed, like on some girl's body.
Or over airbrush, and you can't, it doesn't look like a woman anymore.
You're like, what is that? It's a blog.
Well, we got some real women right here. And if you'd like to give us a call and talk to these real womanly Penthouse pets, our number is 1-866-289-7068 if you're anywhere in North America. And if you're outside North America, you can also give us a call at a regular number. You know, you have to pay a few pennies. It's 213-670-0066. And we have Nassim on line one.
Hello.
Okay. And Nassim, welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Hi, how are you?
It's 1-866-289-7068. And Nassim, we're doing great. I'm doing great. I'm looking at beautiful Penthouse pets sitting before me, tweeting.
Retweeting the number. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, good. 1-866-289-7068. And so, Nassim, it says here you want to know about fetishes. Is that right?
Yeah, I just want to know about fetishes. Like, a couple of questions. Like, I just didn't get about fetishes. Like, what's the reason? Like, where does fetishes come from? Like, I was thinking about it earlier, and I want to know, you know, how does it start? You know, things like that. Because people tell me about it, and I don't even know too much about it. That's
no?
what I want to know.
So it's just a general question. It's not like you have a fetish, or do you?
Yeah.
It starts with your babysitter or the nun or...
Childhood, usually.
There's been no conclusive evidence that points to early childhood experiences leading to development of fetishes later on in life, though that there is some people believe that there might be some correlation. Nothing has been proven.
My uncle was beaten by his governess, and so he couldn't come unless he gets spanked, and he got caught on the roof. But this was pre-war. This was not in early times, and there's a lot of evidence actually that it comes from childhood.
It doesn't always come from childhood. Fetish can come from fashion.
I understand.
But
it
often does, and it. I mean, as a therapist who
mom
talks
tickles
to
you
people
with her
every
toes,
day,
hey,
I would say it usually.
You know,
does.
What are you gonna do when you grow up?
There's a lot of people that experience those activities and behaviors and do not develop fetishes later on in life. Although there's
like myself, of course.
No fetish for you over there?
No, I have no fetish.
Except for your wife.
Except my wife is my fetish.
Thank you.
Good answer.
A little leading, but he did give the right answer. Well, you know, fetishes are a little mysterious. We're still learning a lot about them. And in fact, the definition of the word fetish has broadened in the days of Kraft Ebbing, who first started really using the word to describe sexual interests. It was considered something that you had to have in order to get an erection, or if you're a woman, to get an orgasm. But now, I mean, there's fetish balls, there's fetish interests, fetish lines that people call, just because they're kind of sort of interested, not necessarily because they need it to get an erection. And also, keep in mind this. The word fetish originally meant a religious object, something that the fetishist invests with great power, great feeling, and sometimes it could be like a crucifix, or it could be like a rabbit's foot. And the sex fetish is similar. The fetishist invests great sexual power into that object.
Like, what is it, like, type of thing? Like type of things, type of people, I never really understood too much about fetishes.
I have a question for Dr. Suzy. What I would recommend, sir, if you want to explore fetishes and S&M in a safe, sane, and consensual way, you should do some background reading. And I was wondering if Dr. Suzy has a book that she thinks is a great intro guide to adding fetish to your sex life.
Oh, mine, of course, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, which has a lot on fetishes. But, I hate to say my own, but I've been put on the spot. So The Ten Commandments of Pleasure really talks about how to explore your own fetishes and share them with someone you care about, which is very difficult, which is why a lot of people share them with people they don't care about. Because fetishes, you know, they can be very revealing of your feelings, right? Yeah. Phoenix Marie is nodding.
What's your fetish?
You got some fetish stuff going on.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, I said Phoenix, but you could, too.
What's his fetish? I want to know.
I know, he didn't want to tell me.
No, tell me what your fucking fetish is. Tell me, man. What is it?
Or your fetish for fucking.
What's your fetish?
Me?
Fetish? I don't know. I hear all the time from people.
What makes you, when you're jerking off, what makes you come?
What do you think about?
Yeah, what do you think about?
I really don't know about that.
What do you think about? When you think about a girl, or when you go home and you're fucking your wife or your girlfriend, or you're sitting there and you're thinking about anything, what do you think about? Do you think about her in some nice hot heels? Are you thinking about her in some latex? Are you thinking about her in a little schoolgirl outfit? Or are you just thinking her in a workplace?
What do you think about? What do you?
Or do you just think about her in the blandest moment? Like, do you think of her with no makeup on? You know, natural. I mean, that's all considered a fetish now.
Oh, that's all considered. Yeah, I just thinking about her. Just people tell me, oh, that's not a fetish. People tell me it's not there. I'm like, I don't know.
He has a fetish for not telling you what
if
a
you want
is.
A really great intro guide to sex, The Guide to Getting It On is a really fantastic
that
book.
That is a good one.
Yeah,
that
The
is.
Guide to Getting It On is, I think, that anyone... Paul, it's the first book that you should buy about sex, if you want to buy it.
It's by a guy named Paul.
It's from the Goofy Footprint. Yeah, it's the Goofy Foot Press. I cannot remember the author's names, but The Guide to Getting
Paul,
It On is
J.
everywhere.
It's a good one for any kind of sex.
Any kind of sex.
It's not really fetish, but...
But they do have a small chapter on it, and beyond that, if you want to specifically focus on BDSM, I think S&M 101 is a pretty solid, straightforward beginning guide. And, of course, Dr. Susie's book.
Dr. Susan Black. Yeah, I'm gonna talk to Dr. Susan Black. I'm gonna call
you
her.
You are
later.
Talking to her.
You talk to her privately. I hope you got a Visa, MasterCard, or something like that, because we're real therapists, okay? But you got to pay for
she's
therapy.
She's so difficult to reach. She's not even here.
Susan Black is the best. I hear a lot about her from some of my friends. And he told me
he really doesn't
really
know he's talking to me.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, who? Let me ask
I
you.
Should I? Talk
later hold on. Did somebody pay you for this? Where are you from?
No.
You have an accent. Where are you from?
No, I'm from Detroit.
Well, from where?
From Detroit.
Detroit.
Originally, where are you from?
Where are you from originally?
Originally, my dad and my mother are Arabic, so I was born in
all right, okay, that's what I want
to
hear.
Power
it's the Arabic
Western.
Revolution, and that's what we want to know about. And it's not about politics, and everybody's trying to take credit for this revolution.
The Arab Spring
yeah,
is
the Arab
up in
Spring,
the summer.
The Arab Spring is about pussy
with
and revolution them. And sex. It's about the internet. It's about overturning all of this bullshit that's been going on for centuries.
See, what we believe...
And you are one of the revolutionaries.
Is that all these revolutions that are going on around the world, it's a lot to do with you pets.
Right.
See, all these people that are in countries that...
These are the frontline troops.
Don't let them see you. They just say, we've got to get a new government so we can look at the penthouse pets.
And you know how we know?
Like
you know how we know? Because we are probably the premier therapist to the Arab world today. Because most of the people that are calling today are calling from the Arab world. They have money, they have oil, okay? And they got this stuff going on, and they want to know, how do we change our lives?
They have a lot of wives.
Right.
Well, you know,
but
when
they
I went
don't
to
have the penthouse pets.
No, when
right.
I went to Dubai, they everything was blocked. Like, I couldn't,
right.
I couldn't mm-hmm. access anything. Like, I mean, the most random, the most... stupid, even the most
my
normal.
Gmail is blocked because it's too dirty to be in Dubai.
Yeah, like the most normal thing is blocked. And it like was driving me up the wall because I'm like, I just want to check adult DVD talk. I just wanted to log on to Penthouse. I just want to do this.
But
I just, and I
you
couldn't
can
do
imagine
anything.
That a lot of the revolutionaries were thinking that same thing, have been
oh, yeah.
thinking that same thing.
Well, it's also,
I just want to log on to
yeah,
it, Penthouse.
Yeah,
I
but
just
it's,
want to get
it's
my
also,
email.
It's also interesting that the big guys are blocked. We're not. Because
well, that's true.
We're
because
under
the
radar.
Under the radar. Right?
We're nobody.
You're Dr. Susie.
We're nobodies.
Well, and then
we're just
that.
You know.
Well, because I mean, I think it pops off of keywords.
Right.
And
exactly.
it was just. I mean, if you're just like Dr. Susie, then they're like, oh, she's a doctor. She helps us.
Right. I do.
Great.
She does. I heard a lot about it. She does really help.
I know, and we love
she
you
is.
Guys, and we want that spring revolution, and
right.
we want
and
revolution
we
all over
fetish
the fucking
is.
World.
We
what's
know what
your fetish?
Fetish
women with. Stuff over there?
Maybe
eyes?
Maybe your fetish is for...
That's getting to be my fetish
sex
now.
Sex therapist, huh? A lot of guys are
yeah,
like
I'm
that.
I'm gonna have to talk with Dr. Susan
okay.
and find out like what's my fetish.
And with that...
Yeah, and we love you. And
you
keep up the revolution. And welcome.
I love you, too. It's very, very nice. You guys are very good therapists. And keep it up. Hope you guys do.
Okay, and check out Penthouse. Check
yeah,
out the
check
pets.
Out the pets.
And you need any toys?
Check
I
out
mean,
IsisTaylorChipOx.com.
You might want to try some toys.
Isis.
Do you ever use sex toys?
Shameless promoter.
Amazon. Hey, now, Sam, it's legal
shameless.
To get sex toys in Detroit.
Yeah.
Do you want some? Get some on...
I have
on
Taylor Vixen's vagina.
At the Penthouse store. Can you get that? In
yes, you can
store?
Get Taylor Vixen's vagina. She's 2010.
Wow. Look at this vagina here.
Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Can we see that?
I
let me see this.
Her
nice.
Twat in my hand, and you can buy it at penhousestore.com.
Looks like it's
oh,
made
man,
of that
I'm
nice.
Oh no, it is. I had to poke
you see,
the hole.
We don't need no Patriot missiles. We need vaginas.
Yes.
We got to drop pocket rockets all over the world.
And when you
we
go got to
change the world.
Oh, and it comes with a little vibrator. If you like the vibration while you're fucking, you can stick it in the top.
Oh,
look at
good.
That.
And then you can fuck Taylor Vixen for for a very low price.
Taylor Dixon's vibrating pussy.
I'll take care of my money's going to be good. Whatever I think is a pleasure.
If you go to the Penthouse store, you can search my page. Just search Ryan Keel, and you'll come up with my special store page, and it's all products and items that I recommend. So that's all at the Penthouse store. And you enter in the sale
block
code,
20.
Which is block 20.
There you go.
And get 20% off.
You got
remember
something
that
here
Dr.
from
Susan
ISIS?
Block?
Somebody's calling about ISIS here?
Name, block name. There you go. Okay,
you
so
see, this is what happens when I tweet during your show.
Nassim, we want to hear from you again, Nassim.
Yeah, you're great.
Right, and let us know how it goes when you finally talk to Dr. Susan Block, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to Dr. Susan Block. Very good. And you guys, I think you guys are very good therapists, and you'll keep it up, and thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and
take care.
Let's see, we have DJ on line 3.
We lost him.
Oh, we lost
him.
He wants to know, when will ISIS be free for booking? He wants to book you. Well,
go to my agent's site.
You're talking about your pussy a lot.
This is Taylor Vixen's vagina.
Oh, that's not
my,
yours.
This is not my vagina.
But Taylor Vixen. Right?
I know that last time I was inside the Penthouse office, they had a picture of my vagina on a box, and it was very interesting. Just looking, because it wasn't really my vagina and it wasn't really my mouth, but. They had it. It was on just the box cover, and it said like "muy caliente." These were the names of the toys. Oh, it was super weird. If you want to book me, you go to my agent site. There we go.
Okay, lucky agent. So now I think we are going to sample a little of that oral skill that you have, right? But I'm thinking this. We just washed them.
No, they're just stained, but they're
gross.
Clean.
They're clean.
They're
right?
clean. They're totally
what is
clean.
That?
Well,
scares
this
me.
Is the. I know, but this is, you wanted a double headed. This is double headed.
But you need some condoms. But they're totally clean.
How about these?
And disinfected.
Condoms
no.
over them?
No.
Actually, no. I can do that one. No problem. If you have a condom,
yeah,
I can throw over.
Any
latex free though, if possible.
And what?
Latex-free?
Oh, latex-free condoms.
You know the new Magnum, the Magnum skins? They're like made latex-free. They're amazing.
Wait a second, what do I got
the
here?
The phones
got
are
a
all
bunch
up, Dr. Susie.
Everyone's like, deep throat it, deep throat it, deep throat
it. Is this...
So how about she deep throat it while you answer her call?
Okay.
Wait, I thought that wasn't the only one.
Though.
I heard that Mackenzie is very skilled at this. And we have flavored ones here. Mint or strawberry.
That sounds painful
or
going down your throat.
I might throw up with that.
Great.
It's just too plain.
What?
Do you have plain?
Plain? Oh, plain.
Condom flavored.
We have black ice. What is this?
I like it. I like
black
that.
Ice?
Sounds
yeah.
good.
Sounds good.
Porn star fan 2011 said his Thank fetish you. Is panties.
Panties.
And you're not wearing any.
Yes, and you're not wearing any.
No,
well,
no, invisible. She's wearing invisible.
Invisible panties.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, panty guy.
Which are great.
I've actually never put glasses.
Oh, let me go.
Okay. You've never put a condom.
You should watch my PSA on YouTube.
And now, we're going to see the sexpert put a condom on. This is Ryan Keeley.
I'm amazing at putting condoms.
2011 runner up for Pet of the Year. Putting a condom on very skillfully.
That's a great camera.
On a big sword dildo. That
I need
know,
a condom. That's
this is a good
free.
Example of what we I'm mean sorry. By it's turn it's swords it's into like dildos. It's like the biblical thing that says turn swords into plowshares. We turn swords into dildos here. Okay. So I guess the cameras are on you. So I think
so
you're
I'm
starting.
Try and do it. Okay.
You're gonna try.
Well,
right,
I've never done
key.
It with a toy.
You've never done it with a toy?
No.
No?
Just do it.
Wow. Look at that. Now, this is a foot-long toy,
oh, my God.
By the way. And she's getting
Whoa.
In 10 inches, okay. a good 10.
Mm. There we go.
That was good.
That was good. Yay.
That was very good. Okay.
10 inches.
10 inches.
Gonna beat that?
You got 10
She could stick that whole thing.
The thing is, we still haven't located a latex-free condom for Phoenix.
Oh, wasn't that latex? Didn't
no.
I give you, oh, that was a latex one? Okay.
I can do my fist. Is that? You want me to do that instead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I?
Gotta take off the ring. It's like whenever people fist my asshole, they're like, yeah, I don't want to lose my watch. Can I take this off? It's kind of expensive. All right, here.
I need to get that basket back there.
Look at this, look at this, look
There's
at this.
Susie,
Susie you're missing it.
Oh, I'm missing it. Oh, she's fisting her mouth.
Fisting her mouth.
Wow, look at that. Fisting her mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Phoenix intense. Marie.
You don't really like,
you could get a good sized foot in that mouth.
I actually have put my own foot in my mouth while they jerked off of my face. Performers of the Year 2011.
You put your own foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm double joining.
Oh, you're going to have to do that on your bed. Come up here.
All right, I'll
come
up.
Could you come up here? Because that's the whole position there. Yeah, here we go. This is
now see,
Susie. Phoenix Marie.
Well, I didn't get an award for this,
no.
But when Long Gene Silver stump-fucked Annie Sprinkle, I got arrested.
Yes. Right, that's true. Well, This is something different. Okay, and we have very nice red lace panties with sparkles. And
All right. And
here we go with the heel. Very good. That's the heel of the shoe.
All those foot fetish fans.
And now the foot, speaking of fetishes, exactly. Yes. And now both feet go up to her.
Did you not stretch this morning, Phoenix?
Wow. Very good. And here goes foot in her mouth. 2 feet going in her mouth. Very double jointed. Amazing. Foot behind the head. And whoa.
She's like one of those Barbie
panties
dolls.
Just going, whoa, yell.
Her ass looks even bigger in that way.
Yeah. Amazing. Let's hear it for Phoenix Marie. Keep going.
Woo!
Yeah, okay. She's quite a gymnast here. And this is a Chinese split. Very good. You're very, very slimmer.
I've seen her take it in the ass that way.
Very nice. Can we have that microphone, please? Yeah. So maybe take it off the stand, yeah, so she can hold it and take it out of the stand there, yes. Oh, it's all still tangled. Amazing. You're very gymnastic.
I've done backbend blowjobs. I've done splits anally, vaginally. Legs behind my head, both of them, anally, vaginally. Pretty much anything involving like some kind of cool trick I can learn how to do.
My favorite Phoenix Marie memory was when we did Super Bowl, and normally we do events with most pet house, like we're very, you know, very proper and like doing the red carpet, and Phoenix Marie drops into a split in the middle of the red carpet, and that's when I knew that I love this girl. I was like, she's awesome. She gets the party started every single time because anal splits. Anal splits, yeah.
What is an anal split?
Well, I'm doing the splits on the guy, and I'm taking up my ass at the same time.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
You're getting it in the ass and doing a split.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, I got to see that.
I can show you lots of pictures, no problem.
Yeah.
Sadly, they're all over the internet, because that's all I do,
yeah.
Mainly.
We have some pictures of you here. And this is in Penthouse, of course, where you're on the cover. Here we go.
And it's a booty one.
And it's a booty shot, of course. They emphasize the booty here. Here, get in that position now and show that booty. Yeah, there we go. Same booty, right?
Don't lose the mic.
Yeah.
It sucks everything in.
And now I think this is, here we go. Yes, yeah. Yes, here we go. Here you are. Or just start here.
Right there.
Here it starts. You look a little dominatrixy here.
You know what? When you guys talk about fetishes, I kind of learned pretty much every fetish that somebody might want.
Yeah.
So I just said, okay, you want domination? I can dom, I can sub, I can do anything you need, and I happily do it.
You do?
Very happily.
Anything we need.
She's a pleaser. Yeah. I mean, I've done pegging videos. I've done where I obviously fuck not only men, but women in the asses and in the vaginas, wherever they like. I like to please. And you know what? As long as he or she is having fun and enjoying themselves, I'm there.
Well, I'm enjoying myself looking at your pictures. I would actually enjoy myself even more if you want to please me if you took off your dress.
Fair enough.
I'll hold this. Oh, look at this little ensemble here. Very nice. Very, very nice. And this is a red lingerie ensemble. Little
I feel like she's selling the
panties. I almost do. Is this a Penthouse set of lingerie? Penthouse.
We'll say yes it is. How about
get
that?
Some lingerie.
Buy it
should
now.
Yeah. Do they sell lingerie in the store?
They do. Penthouse has a whole line of lingerie and casual streetwear. It's all at thepenthousestore.com.
Very nice.
They have tank tops.
And, okay.
And they sell more than
hats.
Just Penthouse brand. Yeah.
And sure. Yes, you look fabulous.
Thank
and,
you.
And this is you with your little boots on and not much else.
Pretty much, yeah. And then I actually did the splits in this.
Yeah.
You can see it online, and it's booty out, and banging for cocking it.
Mm.
Or fist, whatever one. If you're a girl, don't worry.
Oh, here we go. And now you're in the shower here.
Every now and then the dirty girl takes one, you know.
Right.
I work it out. Throw it in there.
Yeah. Yeah, wash that dirty girl clean. Mm-hmm.
Like I just, yeah.
Mm, you like water a lot? Water's a great aphrodisiac.
I love water. Actually, it's the only thing I haven't done. I've done electricity play. I've done candle wax. I've been lit on fire recently while having sex. I have never done... Well, technically, Swimsuit Counter Girls 4, he threw me under the water while he's fucking my ass, and he basically had me strangle myself with my bikini top. And then I was, 2 inches above the water, and I was like, you know, you just want to throw me fucking in there? And he's like, just do it, and he slammed my head in. And then I held my breath for, 3 minutes, came up, and I looked back at him, I'm like, bitch, that's all you. And he knew, I could hold my breath for that long, so he slammed my face back down in the water. So
wow.
A little bit of water play.
Yes. Well, we'll get back to that, but right now we're taking pictures. Are you doing Sharon Stone pictures or something?
Okay. My panties are still on.
Oh.
Lame.
Can we see your panties?
You know, they're not very exciting panties. I actually wish that I had worn something exciting.
It doesn't have to be exciting.
Today I'm wearing my favorite panties, which are kinky pankies.
Yeah.
This is Casabella
kinky
today.
Kinky pankies.
Yeah, this is the...
You don't remember what panties you're wearing.
Ooh.
These
are Casabella.
Those are nice.
Those are cute.
Very
I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the nude color isn't particularly sexy, but I have these in all colors.
You know, the nude color is very demure, and your ass looks great, and...
It's bubbly.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we have Carmelo from somewhere. I can't read where he's from. Kovetch? Czech?
And Czech Republic.
Czech Republic? Is it Czech? Is he calling him a Czech Republic? That would be impressive. Canada, maybe. Maybe he's in Canada.
Yeah, that looks like Canada.
Yeah,
Carmelo from Canada.
Yeah, all right, Canada. So you're on line one, and hello, Carmelo.
Hey, what's happening?
You are, baby.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, man, I'm just wondering, because, you know, I follow a couple of y'all on Twitter, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I really want to know, how do y'all feel, what do you guys feel about the impact of it?
Twitter.
On pretty much the adult industry in general.
Okay.
Go
for Ryan.
I'll give y'all an example. I follow Isis Taylor, and she's pretty funny.
Isis Taylor is funny, and she's tweeting right now.
She goes on rants and it's hysterical.
Yeah. What do you like that she rants about? What's your favorite rant?
You don't even want to rant about some really off the wall stuff.
She does.
It's funny sometimes to hear I'll give y'all an example. A few months ago there was a hip hop vixen, Cat Stacks.
Oh yeah. And Soulja Boy.
And she cut against some fame, you know. So what happened is that. In my life, you know what I mean? I kind of deal with certain things that are pretty similar to the situation. And it was really funny to hear Isis Taylor's commentary on that. It was pretty...
I'm just a regular girl who just happens to do porn. I'm normal.
No, she's not like a regular girl.
I'm normal.
No, I'm telling you.
No, I'm interesting, but when I say I'm like the girl, I'm like the girl next door type. I went to high school like everybody else. I have friends like everybody else. I have conversations.
We should make clear, though, that the penthouse store does not feature Ex-Lax. So whether you're regular or not,
go to your local pharmacy.
No, I mean, I have my group of friends. You know, I have conversations, and I treat Twitter like it's my buddy. I have conversations on Twitter all you guys are people that I grew up with, and I have some of the most random conversations, and as far as I'm concerned, Cat's text is a ratchet. So.
All right then, Cat. Yeah, take that, Cat.
She's in jail now.
So what do other pets here think about the use of Twitter for, you know, do you find yourself exposing yourself more?
Ryan and Mackenzie go first.
Twitter, I think, is an amazing tool for me and for anyone to really connect with their fan base in a really personal, minute-to-minute way. Unlike blogging or interviews before, I mean, my fans or my Twitter followers are involved in my life, you know, every minute of the day, because it's... I tweet my life. I tweet everything, you know. Most of what happens ends up on Twitter, and so people can really get to know the real me, and I like that there's that connectivity. And it's been really cool because through Twitter, I've been able to meet some of my heroes. Like, I hit Warren Ellis up on Twitter, who's an amazing comic book artist, and we got to talking. And through the Twitter, not last Comic-Con, but the Comic-Con before, he took time out of his schedule to come meet me. And I had, like, a whiskey with Warren Ellis, and this was all via Twitter. And this is not the only time that that's happened. And it's changed my life, and it's changed the way that I interact with, you know, the fans and the people that love me. I mean, I talk to several of my fans regularly via Twitter. It's an amazing tool.
Now, speaking of whiskey, who wants to try our drink of choice, which is agua? Anyone want to try an agua?
No,
agua coca leaf liqueur.
I'm driving.
Nice, that leaves me. Thanks, guys, really?
Yeah.
I'm a lightweight, so...
Yeah, her like a quarter of a shot, and she's completely naked.
All right. She's driving, too.
Yeah. So, now, there's a special way to drink it, but we'll get to that in a moment. We're still looking at your pictures, which are very exciting.
I'm like, and of course, Mackenzie and her Twitter. Do you even tweet as much anymore?
Well, I'm kind of out. I got out.
You got out of Twitter.
I got out of Twitter. No, I'm not active in the adult industry anymore. I just kind of, you know, I'll do promo stuff.
And you do really good, amazing.
What are you
stills
doing? You're not in the adult
and
industry.
Stills. I do stills. I'm just not making movies anymore.
Oh, okay.
But you actually went to school. Come on.
I went to school.
You're a real estate agent, aren't you? No, you're the real estate agent.
I was a real estate agent.
You were
at
a real
one
estate
point.
Agent at one
not
point.
Anymore.
So you got some nice real estate over there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a lot of sexiness up there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what?
Sexiness.
Sexiness. Oh, yeah.
Sexiness.
We had sex.
A lot of sexiness up in here. If only you saw this
headphones.
Room.
So now, the way that you drink this, I mean, I don't know if you can do this with one of your friends here, but you're supposed to lick the lime salt off of a body part.
What if I did it off my own?
Is it like a body shot?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Yeah, Ryan pulls out the titties.
Ryan, come on up here. Come on
up buddy.
Here.
Oh,
she's going to offer her titties to you. So she's coming up this way.
No,
okay.
Yeah,
you want them here?
I love it.
If I drink any
wow. What
I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Here. Okay. So you just kind of salt up these nipples with...
I like how you went straight to nipples. I was thinking other parts of her body, but yeah,
yeah
okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can start with the...
Ryan, are your boobs real?
You can go straight wherever you want.
They're really pretty.
They're really pretty.
This is not Afghanistan.
I have to lick your nipple first before I put the salt on, right?
Yeah, it makes the salt stick better.
Bob Muccioni would be turning in his grave right now.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he'd be wanking in his grave.
He's probably
it
wanking.
It is masturbation month.
Hey, Bob, we love you. You
wanking
know that,
in
right?
The grave, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That is a lot
of
salt.
That's a lot of salt.
I hope that's a lot of salt.
Is there a doctor in the house? Phoenix is going to have a heart attack.
Someone might have to help you.
Cardiac arrest.
I like it.
Here, you want to help?
My heels, I'm cheating people.
Okay.
The fetish guys will be having
this. Oh,
God.
Oh, my God, Isis.
Just get up here. Come on.
I love this woman.
I got to figure something out up here.
She's beautiful. Look at her.
She's going to put the shot on my ass, so I have to take it off my own ass.
Right. There you go.
Oh, look at who's right there.
All right, so you can come in here. You can come right in here. Yeah, okay, so... You can get on that side here of her, I guess. Everybody's...
On the belly button?
Yeah. Yeah. You could have belly button. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isis,
oh,
God.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
Okay, so what else are we salting? There needs to be something else salted for Mackenzie. Salted belly button? There we go. Okay.
Whoa.
Right here?
If you guys do good, you might get agua as an advertiser. In
penthouse. Whoa, that's a lot of salt you got to lick there, huh?
What do you want, Isis?
Okay.
I'll take whatever part you guys give me.
Okay, so one at a time because, you know, there's a lot of licking to go on here. So, okay, you're going first since Phoenix, you
were
the
first. Well, am I supposed to take part of the
okay,
shot?
Okay, you can hold, yeah, you're supposed to hold, drink the shot after you lick the salt off the nipple.
Do you feel like this meat
right now? A little
bit.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Ah, and down the hatch.
Go, go, go.
I can't do all that. Are you guys kidding?
No.
Where's that microphone?
It's tasty,
yeah,
huh?
Okay. Let me hear that microphone.
chaser.
Here.
How does that make you feel?
Dirty. Dirty. I love that I'm going to go home with three beautiful women's DNA on my torso. It's all in the dirty detail.
Probably some kind of salt and some lip gloss and some other stuff.
Now, you're going to lick this nipple, is it, or are you the belly button?
She's got her own shot.
Okay. Okay, and you got your own shot. Okay, here we go. Ah, a little bite.
She bites.
I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know, I was thinking the same thing.
It's
I'm
good
still...
salt. Yeah.
It's lime salt.
Mm-hmm. Very good lime salt, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
I got excited about the salt.
Yeah.
Can I have a kiss?
Mm. Oh, yes.
I'm the sound effects man.
Yeah, I really.
Well, that was a triple header. Let's hear it from
now,
the
you didn't get any of it, so does that mean I get a kiss from Ryan, too?
Mmm. Aw. Very sweet. Yeah, look, that's very hot. Except that, don't you think she should take her bra down for this?
I have it in my hand.
Take
gotta
the bra
it.
Down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can see it all. You can watch yourselves.
There's a little bit of the shot left.
Yeah. Oh. We're doing more shots.
It is amazing.
It's a lot very of nice. Paparazzi around here.
Yes. Keep it down. One boob down. Yeah, because
hold that
the,
microphone.
Very
somebody
nice.
Who's
that's
got
very hot. Okay.
Who's in charge of that microphone?
No, you have to try this because it actually yeah, really does go. Taste good with that. Mm-hmm. I'll hold it.
Oh, here I'm come sorry. Phoenix's tits rising.
If I had a strap on right now, I know something else would be rising. Whoa! Oh,
that's Phoenix rising.
We're tripping.
Whoa!
It tripped on the side.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right on the neck. Yeah.
Right well, Elaine, we're all nice. In this shit.
How come you're still so dressed?
Because my shirt doesn't come down. So really
hey, you know, you guys are like bunny.
No, wait, but
wait a minute.
But
Susie,
got no
Susie,
on.
These guys are like bunny,
no,
bunny,
really.
Bunny killers.
Plus, I think it's also kind of hotter the fact that she follows James Dean's
yes.
rule, which is no panties allowed.
Bunny killers, yeah.
You're bunny killers.
I'm actually the only person here with real boobs.
Oh,
really?
Real boobs. Let's
lame.
What do they look like? We don't know what real boobs look
yeah,
like anymore. Oh, yeah.
Can you get me that basket over there? Just go around there and get
and
that
And how did
basket.
You get that, by the way? You were tied up in what?
No.
What was this?
Yeah, hold the mic. There,
no.
There
no, I have like.
Oh, you got hickeys.
No, it's like road right. rash, but it's from a life vest. I went jet skiing, and it like pressed down, and of course the person I was jet skiing with thought it would be funny if we went really really fast and then stopped really fast, so I kept.
Ooh.
So
you've got abrasions on your boobs. You know, someone has a fetish for that out there. Probably.
And
Nassim.
If you do, here's my tits.
I bet that that's Nassim's fetish because he didn't want to talk about it. But look at them bouncing so nicely. Very
yay.
Nice.
Oh, those are great.
Look at all these beautiful titties. I'm very impressed. So let's get your toys up here and you can at least hold them. Here, hold the microphone.
No,
oh, and we have panties for everybody. You don't like panties, but.
No,
well, you can just
you
take want to
see
home.
My toy? Look, my
yes.
toy. My toy looks like lipstick.
Mm. Now I've seen a lipstick vibrator. I love those. They're like a little pocket rocket.
Yeah.
But you know, it looks like a lipstick. That's very nice.
And
very
it's
nice. Very nice. Waterproof. You have to talk in the microphone.
Oh yes, and it's waterproof.
Very good, because you know we.
Hopefully, there's lots of ladies watching.
Whoa! Woo! Here, your drink.
Thank you.
Everybody doing all right back here?
Okay, everybody's having fun. Right. Okay, did you say water? Do we need some water?
No. Why are you putting them in my eye? What is that?
It's just water.
Let's
see, where's these toys? Oh, yes, here's the lipstick. And what is this? This is like a cock
ring? No, look at hers. This one is a super vibrator.
Oh, look at this one.
It kind of reminds me of the magic wand.
Ah, this is really
this is a 7-inch gyrating massager with rhinestone accents.
Can
class
you
it up.
Sort of demonstrate
yes,
that
I can demonstrate
bit?
This
yeah.
toy.
Okay,
so what's
this.
Really great about this toy
yes.
is the super powerful vibration. This vibrator takes 2C batteries.
And
which
so
bigger,
elegant with the
bigger batteries,
the diamond,
higher vibe.
Mm.
I love yeah, really simple, like hard style vibrators like this because you can clean them, which means that you can sterilize them and use them on another person.
yes.
So I can fuck myself with this and clean it. sterilize it through Toy Cleaner. Penthouse has a branded Toy Cleaner.
Go right ahead. I mean,
but this really powerful vibe. This is what I personally enjoy. Although some people would use this internally and make use of the wonderful ribbing and
you
the fit.
You can use it on the outside. Nothing wrong with that.
I would use this completely.
Oh, on the panties. And Panty Boy, make special note here. These Panty Boy is one of our Twitter followers who's very, very active, and he loves panties. And this is his ultimate fantasy, is to see you, Ryan, just with these practically transparent panties that, you know, are... With
and I've been wearing them all day, so they really smell like my pussy.
Yes. Oh, yes. And the vibrator is rubbing on the outside, right on the...
It's rubbing right on my clit.
Labia. Yes, right on the clit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. And those vibrations look really good, and the kiss helps, yes, from Phoenix Marie. Oh, yes. Very sexy. Happy Masturbation Month, everybody.
So how much time do we have left in the show?
Well, we have 25 minutes.
25. You know, I'm going to put this away because I want to end this show with an orgasm, if that's okay.
Right. That's a beautiful thing. Climax. Yeah. With a climax. No, we're building up.
We have 35 minutes left. Can they call us still?
Yeah, they can.
Of course, yeah.
They absolutely can.
No, all our lines are up right now, so we're trying
Let's find out.
Has it been in your anal cavity yet?
No. They could go in yours if you like.
No, I was just wondering if they've been in yours.
No, they're just on the bed. They're just, they were a gift, and I don't think they've been in anyone's anal cavity.
But, I'm a little disappointed in you.
I think I need a demonstration. Can you show me how it's done?
The thing about anal sex is that it's something that frequently needs preparation for. So things don't get dirty.
Right.
They can get dirty, but not too dirty.
Right.
Preparation. What are you talking about?
This girl does a lot of
All right, Dr. Susie, we got all kinds of people calling.
Okay, let's have one.
We've got Robert McQueen from Kansas City.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, that's Robert. You're listening to me, right? Okay, and we've got Jimmy from San Francisco. When will Isis Taylor work with... What?
Well, you want to put him on?
Yeah, I can't read it. Because I'm a dummy.
What a catch. You are a sporty girl.
Jimmy from San Francisco wants to know when you will work with Asa Akira again.
And
you got to request me with whatever company she works with.
Can you tell us about your last experience with Asa Akira and why he thinks it's memorable?
Let's see. I did an amazing girl, because that's all I do, with...
No boys.
Asa. Occasionally
have a boyfriend or a husband?
Boys. Oh, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Good
you actually were supposed to have me and my husband on the show.
Oh, well,
Ethan Hunt, I don't know
you
if
you... You and
your
husband on. Yes, yes.
Yes, that's my husband.
I didn't know that was your husband. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 2.5 years.
Awesome.
And it's not because that I'm married. That's why I don't do it. I just choose not to.
Yeah.
Let's see. It was an amazing girl. She's an amazing performer. She's one of the few people that I've worked with so far that actually... really enjoys her work. That's not like gay for pay, and like even if she is, she doesn't show it. So I mean, it was a great girl. I mean, we had fun. And
did you use a strap-on?
No, I'm not really into strap-ons. Like,
you're into.
I like just like
a lot of cunnilingus.
I kind of just like playing with the girl. Like, I mean, for me, I mean, when me and Phoenix did a scene, it was mostly like talking and chatting and messing around. And imagine
and chatting.
No, like imagine like it was like just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there was toys, and we happened to be filming it, and then we both orgasmed.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, we got to hear what you just said.
All right, I'll be right back.
And the director's hand ended up in my asshole.
The director's hand?
Yes, because I asked Miss Taylor to go ahead and stick one finger, two finger, three finger. And at two, she was a little bit like, you know what, I don't do anal, and I'm not really sure how this feels. Well, the director at the time was Francesca Lay, who... I actually was honored enough to be in her F is for Francesca. And she's like, no, look. And she goes, boom, straight in with four fingers and starts doing this. And she goes, she likes it. And she's holding the camera at the same time. I'm like, yes, I do like it. Yes, whatever you want, Francesca. I don't know. I like doing scenes with... I mean, I really enjoy women in real life. I'm not exactly, like, gay. Like, I would never be in a relationship with a woman.
You wouldn't marry a woman.
I'm too neurotic to...
I would. I would, absolutely.
You did, actually.
I
remember,
did, right.
You
we're married,
did.
Right. We're married a long time.
But I definitely like women, so I want my scenes always to be, like, as if I would have it in real life.
I never want something that's like fake. Scripted, but I don't want stuff that's like boring girl. Like, you ever see the ones that are really like plain Jane girls, like a lot of the girl companies?
Well, I know you're not regular.
Well, no, it's like, it's hard to explain because a lot of like the companies are very black or white. It's either like, I don't know, like either really glam porn or really like boring.
I feel like the microphone is like the one guy, like the one cock amongst you, and you're all kind of fighting for the cock. Okay, and here's Ryan. Oh, but I wanted to ask Ryan because I saw you with a strap on in a penthouse issue. So I don't know how much that was just for show, or do you really like to use the strap-on?
Before I got into porn, I only used strap-ons on my boyfriends. I've...
On your boyfriends?
On my boyfriends,
Ben Dover boyfriend.
I am a known pegger.
Yeah. You like to peg boys.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not about being dominant over them. It's more about giving them, like, really great pleasure.
I can see you.
It's what it's always been about.
I cannot do it.
You can't do it.
You're
such a sweetie.
If I put a strap on, I just want to start laughing. Like, I just feel silly. I have a wiener. Like,
No penis envy for Mackenzie.
No, I laugh.
Dr. Susie, I've got two callers here for you.
All right,
if a all guy our lines, liked it and I was all laughing, our lines.
Okay, let's go for it.
Here, you want to get these?
Yeah, can you bring me that, Anna?
Isis has a strap on story.
Okay.
Oh, I'm surprised none of you guys have been on the radio with me before. This happens every single time I'm on the radio. I went on a date with this guy, and he was really hot, and we went back to his place. And then he was like, I hope this doesn't make you feel awkward. And he was like, I'll be right back. He goes inside the bathroom and comes out of the bathroom wearing these little cut-off shorts and this and this little shirt that's, like, tied in a knot showing his stomach. Then pulls out this towel, like, with this white towel, and rolls it out. And inside this towel is, like, this little dildo, this medium-sized dildo, and this really, like, Donkey Kong-sized fucking dildo. Yes!
Well, wow, like that big black
he's
one
like,
over there?
I hope this doesn't make me gay. I'm like, no, not at all. This doesn't make you gay.
No, not in your opinion.
And I had to just do it because it was like you had to experience everything once. Like,
sure.
I mean, that way at the end of the day I could say. So then he proceeds to put on some nice bright red lipstick.
Well, that doesn't make him gay either.
You know, it's totally fine to experiment in that way, but on the first date, that's kind of pushing it. Like, you got to ease people into things.
My friend has a story kind of similar, but it's not as good. But it involves a purple Bentley and a fishnet onesie. Huh? And you know, it's like when I'm around like foreign people, it doesn't sound too exciting.
Okay,
but when we're around my civilian friends, and she says that she tells us about it, and we're like, oh yeah, and she's like, oh yeah, and then he like pulls out this fishnet onesie, and then they're like, well. They were like,
okay,
what did you do? And
through.
She's like, I fucking put
just
it on. What do you think
right.
I did?
Just come through. Get the mic.
Okay. Yeah, get the mic. We could use another mic up here with all these talkers.
Give him the other mic.
Yeah.
And that is the guest mic.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Awesome. We have another mic here. And we have a couple of other callers. I mean, I think this strap-on issue is a good one, but we'll come back to it. Who should we take? I don't know what line Angel is on, but Daniel is on line 4.
Daniel's online.
Well,
four?
He just wants to say, actually.
Okay.
Hi, Daniel.
He just wants to say hi to you, I was going to say.
Make sure you check out RyanKeeley.com and IsisTaylorXXX.com.
There
nice.
You go.
Really?
Very
really?
And PhoenixMarie.com.
Thank you.
Very soon, you're going to have some very sexy scenes of the three of us getting it on all three of those websites.
Okay,
awesome.
So what line do you
so
want
we
me
have,
to go to?
We have Angel.
On
I'm not
line?
Sure what line
he's
four? On. Does. Oh, it says line one.
Line one, Angel?
Yeah.
Famous
all
person
right.
is Isis Taylor currently saying.
Go ahead, Angel.
I cannot comment on that. I'm sorry.
Okay, he's on.
But you're married. When he says seeing, I wonder what he means.
I mean, before the adult, before I was an adult, I was
a child. And we won't talk about that. On
no,
the show.
Before I was an adult in the adult industry, I dated many. Not many, but I dated my fair share
some
of
celebs.
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 So
can we know who?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm not one of those.
Oh.
I respect that.
No
boy can
say.
That's all right.
I don't
screw and tell. Right. I'm not one of those girls. I never have been.
Yeah.
What I do in my personal life is my personal life.
Screw and tell. Is
okay.
That a,
but you can see a lot of her sex life on IcesTeal@XXX.com.
Is that a law firm?
She shameless promotes for me.
Screw and tell.
Screw and tell LTD.
Yeah, screw and tell.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that's the answer for Angel. Okay. I mean, is Angel there?
Tell me what line.
Line one. Oh, Angel.
Line one. He's on. He's on right now.
So Isis isn't going to tell you what famous person she's seen.
Do you have another question for any of the four penthouse pets?
I have another question for Isis. Is there any famous person that you would love to do a scene with?
A famous person that you would love to do a scene with. Now he's talking about fantasy, which I think is okay. Like, I'd like to ask all of you, what's the famous person, male or female?
Mark Sanchez or Reggie Bush.
Whoa, Mark, who do you don't know who Mark Sanchez is? He's a quarterback for the New York.
Okay. I'm more of a basketball girl.
I'm a football fan through and through.
Okay.
Mark Sanchez can get taken down. Mm. He just won't respond to my DMs. He follows me. He just won't respond to my DMs.
He follows you. Not bad. Soon he's going to be running through your goalposts.
How many DMs have you sent Mark Sanchez?
Well, the funny thing is, I'll be like, hey, and then he responds, hey. And then aww. I was like, hey, so when are we going to, like, link up? And then I never hear anything ever again.
Is he married like you?
No.
Oh. Well, maybe he's trying to be respectful.
Oh, fucking shit.
Whoa.
Well, that's Isis Taylor, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so, Angel, if you can arrange for her and Mr. Sanchez to, you know,
do a scene together,
then
who would you
she'd
do
be
a
grateful.
Scene with?
Why are we asking me? So, Mackenzie Miles, who would you do?
Questions on you.
To be honest, there's nobody famous I'm really interested in fucking.
All right, she's a down-home girl.
I'm like, if I want them, I'll probably.
Are you in a relationship too, or are you not?
I was, but I yes, exactly. This is my new lesbian lover for life. And I was in a relationship for 2.5 years in the industry, both of us, and it didn't work out. So.
Okay.
I play the on again, off again, but for the most part.
So you're free.
Yeah.
You're open.
I'm open.
Available. All right.
Thanks for throwing it out there like that.
No, it's you're going to get a whole lot more Twitter
followers.
She knows
that she can come over to my house at any time.
And put your husband's cock in my ass.
Yes.
Because you're afraid of it.
Oh, yes.
Wait, you don't have butt sex with your husband?
I've never had butt sex in my life.
Ooh.
I got a finger in.
Woo-hoo!
Not an anal girl. There's a perfectly good vagina inches away.
Uh-huh.
Can't hate it till you try it.
I love you.
Yeah, wait till you see my husband's penis and then come talk to me about that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big one.
Watch a few of my anal movies. Okay, I've done some big penises in my butt.
Uh-huh. How about you? Do you go for anal or vag? Or
I actually haven't had anything in my ass in about 4 years.
Oh.
Recovering addicts in my life have changed.
Born
recently.
Again, virgin asshole.
And my asshole does feel virgin. It's been 4 years, and it's been so long, and I'm so ready for it. But it's just,
oh. You hear that? Phoenix. Phoenix.
The fifth dragon.
Phoenix is in her element.
Are you coming home with her? No, I haven't had anything in my ass in 4 years, and it's so hard to, like, find someone you feel comfortable enough to do that with. And
not even a finger.
I've had a finger here and there, but it's, you know, like, I want a cock in my ass. And it's just, it's been forever, and it's going to be... Okay, I don't get hippy and dippy, but my root chakra is blocked. My root chakra, and if I don't get a dick in my ass, it's going to affect me in other ways.
She needs a dick in her ass.
I'm not a passing checkers.
I mean, this is an important announcement, I think. I don't know if you've announced this on other radio shows.
Well, I only do go-go on camera, so this is definitely something that's going to happen in my personal life. I tried to do anal on camera, and Belladonna rebuffed me. I know.
Belladonna rebuffed you?
Wow.
Yeah, well, that and you have fake boobs.
Well, they're new.
No, she doesn't like them. Belladonna doesn't.
Well, I know. This was before the boobs happened. But as for a celebrity that I'd most like to have sex with, I really have a thing for cute, adorable, awkward, nerdy Anne Hathaway. I would date her. I would, like, I'd be the boy in that relationship, and I'd open the doors, and I'd buy her dinner, because she is just sexy. And literally, she'd be fun in the sack, because smart girls are fun in the sack.
Angel's upset. He hung up just now. Can you disconnect him? Because
bye, Angel.
He heard you didn't want to be with him.
Line. mine.
I like that he uses both a first and a last name when calling into a sex chat show. It's ballsy.
Okay, you want to put him on?
Robert McQueen, okay. So,
wait a minute.
So, Robert, I'm going to put you on just for a minute, okay?
A minute, because then we have to get to our climax.
And you be very nice to the girls, and okay? All right.
And Nate Robinson, by the way. There you go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Robert. Slow down, Robert. Robert, slow down, Robert. What's your question?
I like Dr. House.
My question is...
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Susie.
Or
Spankings. Yeah. Robert, he has a question. Susie.
I can't hear his question because everybody's talking.
Okay.
My question is, do you ever had a dick in your
A dick in your ass. Have you ever had a dick in your ass?
Is this a general question for everyone? Which I think I can almost answer that. I think
Phoenix
has had quite a few.
Well, no, no.
And,
actually, Robert, I have a
Ryan
question.
Ryan hasn't had one in there in 4 years.
But
and,
there have been.
But there have been. And, and I know that Isis has never had one in her ass, right? She's got a virgin ass.
Right.
And Mackenzie seems to have had a few.
Okay.
She's had... maybe quite a few,
so,
but not as many as Phoenix.
Robert, I'm going to ask a question for you.
Have you ever had a dick in your ass?
No.
Robert?
No.
I'd like to know if Robert
Wait, wait,
had
wait.
A dick in
Robert has never had it. But I want to ask for you, Robert, because I know you're a little senile. Have you ever had a Charles or a Robert in your ass?
Or a
besides
Tom,
a dick?
Or a Harry?
Or a Harry?
A Charles.
No.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
All right, Robert, you got your question answered, right?
Next.
And I'm going to let you know I'm not gay.
No, we know that, Robert.
Okay, we know none of y'all are gay.
Doctor, have you had a dick in your ass recently?
It's okay.
Not
if he's
recently,
gay.
Actually. No.
Why not?
You know, I can't figure out a good reason, Phoenix, especially the way you talk about it. I really think it's you know something I've got to do. It's
you've never had a dick in your ass?
No, I didn't say never. Yes, I have, but not lately. Lately, it's been the bad.
He's had a. She's had a.
What's
max?
Lately? When was the last time? Do you beat Ryan?
I think I might beat Ryan. Maybe, but you know, I mean, I
what
I
about it? Don't you want to like
fingers? Yes, tongues. Yes, but yeah, I mean, I just haven't gone there. The pussy seems to be okay, you know, working really good, orgasming.
No birthdays,
you know?
In between? You're
well,
supposed to give it up.
Well, I mean, I'm now thinking you're opening my mind and perhaps my anus.
Then I've done my job, I'm going home.
You know, I feel like I'm due, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't do all the time. I haven't been tied up recently either, but
really?
Don't ask me
but
about
you
that.
Have someone
you have
doing shibari rope bondage on
got,
my couch,
you know,
in your green room,
and
right
that
there.
Happens. That happens. We have that
yeah,
going
we have.
On here. This is the speakeasy.
Tie you
this,
up.
You're in the main stage, but it's like a circus with sideshows, and there's
I
always
thought was
stuff
a circus.
Going on.
You got 8
well,
minutes,
you're in
Doc.
The big
8
top,
minutes,
honey.
Doc.
You are certainly in the big top. So
eight
we're
minutes.
In the big top now, and this is
bye, Robert.
The
we're going to leave you. Thank
of
you
masturbation
so much.
Month.
We love you, Robert.
You have
okay.
8 minutes.
Say hello
really,
to Kansas City.
I only need 3.
Well, we're going to talk about it a little bit, though. We're going to set ourselves up here because you should be kind of in the middle, I think. And everybody should be kind of flanking around you or something.
Nice.
And
flank
we can have
here.
The, you know, we should move
face, okay?
the magazines in a way that they're displayed but not in the way. And I don't know if you squirt, but when we should move the magazines because we don't want to get them all wet. We'll just move your dress.
They're still
there.
Made out of paper magazines, so. Mm. You know.
Yes. Okay.
No,
oh, here's that fantastic Ryan ass.
Isis, you're great. You're funny. Funny girl.
And by the way, you all get panties.
Sweet.
Would you like to pick some panties?
I just want to promo that Nikki Benz is on the cover of the Girls of Penthouse. And also in this magazine is a girl-girl photo set of me and a really cute girl named Giselle.
Oh,
so this is
you.
On stands right now. And it is the July-August issue of Girls of Penthouse.
Mm-hmm. You want a pair Ooh. Of panties?
Yes.
Pretty pair of panties.
All your lines are up, Doc.
Yeah.
But
now, if I
put on
this pair of panties, are we going to send them to Panty Boy?
Perhaps. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Whoa. What was that?
All right. I will pussy make these panties all wet with my
all
pussy
right.
juices.
All right.
After I come.
Okay. Very good. So you're going to put these panties
on
now?
We're
going to
commit
off,
a federal offense
on,
yeah. and send wet panties across state lines.
Yeah, we are. Wet panties.
So I'm keeping my sweaty, dirty panties to take home with me because...
They're expensive, and I like them.
There are, but these are
for...
for
Panty Boy. Mm. Any true panty fetishist knows...
I'll hold on to this for you so you can put this
any
on.
Any true panty fetishist knows that when you're buying dirty panties...
Look, wait. We got to see this. This is a nice bush. This is like the old days of Penthouse from Bob Guccione. Look at that.
I'm bringing it back.
Very pretty bush.
I am bringing it back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Bringing back the bush, and we're not talking about George.
George.
No, definitely not George. This is a beautiful Ryan Keeley Penthouse pet George.
And my pussy is a little bit dirty because I got fucked earlier today.
Okay, that's all right. That's no problem.
All right. And she's wiping it with her panties now.
So actually, because we're making these panties special for Panty Boy, I'm putting them inside.
Putting them inside. Whoa. Look at that.
Whoa. And that's a fetish called panty stuffing.
Oh, yes. Panty stuffing. Very good. Very good. This is a little bit of an exotic fetish.
Do you have more than one pair in your mouth right now? No, just one.
No. Okay. Oh, now she's stuffing them in her mouth. Wow, this is like some sort of girl prison scene or something. Stuff those panties in your mouth, girl.
Is this what they do in prison?
I'm totally going.
Sounds like Abu Ghraib to me.
I'm just thinking of these girls. You gotta stuff these panties in your mouth, you bitch. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
What does the audience think about all this?
Oh, yes. We are climaxing Masturbation Month
with a fabulous Penthouse
pet climax. Yes, and you should do it a little earlier than the 5 minutes. So we all have a chance to give out our websites again.
Yeah.
So this is a good time. Let's say you have 3 minutes.
Doctor, we own the station. We can extend the program.
If you want to see how fast I can do it, I need to go in my home.
No. Just get into your
mode. Like
take your time.
We've extended the program for 1 hour by popular demand.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, here we go.
Whoa.
Stuffed in the mouth, and then in the pussy, and then back in the mouth, and now the vibrator. What do we call this vibrator again? Oh, she's got her panties stuffed in her mouth.
Wow.
It is called
the 7-inch
the mode
gyrating massager with rhinestone accent.
Gyrating.
You can get it now at penthousestore.com.
Does she need a pillow under her head?
No.
No.
Just make sure those microphones are right up against her lips.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
There it is. This is the orgasm. Ryan Keeley.
No wonder we're having an Arab Spring.
Amen and amen. I'm so fucking quiet.
Hallelujah.
When I come, I'm like, I'm the quietest person.
Sister
like,
Ryan.
Man. I'm like, well, not everybody's like a loud comer.
That sounds like it was good for you.
I recommend this toy.
Oh, yeah. That is a great toy.
No,
give it up to the toy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Available in the Penthouse store.
Hey, doctor, we got Bono.
Oh, Bono is
here. He's going to sing for us in a few minutes.
A few minutes. Yeah. We're just about done here.
Yeah. Unless
anyone else wants to, kind of celebrate Masturbation Month.
Please check out IsisTaylor@XXX.com.
We haven't gotten to that part
yet. If you guys want to see me self-pet and masturbate, because I do a lot of that on my site, and I'm really good at it.
You're really good at it.
I'm really good at
it. What's your specialty?
So we're going to move you up
I'm just
here.
Really good at just fucking myself. Okay. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay. So, Doctor, Susie,
keeps going. Yeah.
We're
going
to go ahead and
give out.
No, quiet a second. Let's start. Let's hold on. Everybody, hold on. Tell him to hold on. Susie.
Hold on.
Yeah. No.
I have a penthouse page.
Okay,
wait.
1 second.
Let's start.
But what are we doing?
We're going to start that over again.
Okay.
So pass them around, and then Bono is going to sing.
Right. But before we're done with the show. No,
right after you guys give out all your stuff.
With his guitar?
With his guitar, right
there.
You
got the guitar?
Yeah, got the guitar.
Okay.
We need the microphone.
I like how I'm the only
I need a microphone up there on the stand, okay?
Okay. So now we're going to give out our websites.
Bring it to the center there.
And all of our
promotions.
I need one microphone up there. Yeah, thank you.
So you can find me at ryankeely.com, but every month I give sex advice in the Penthouse Forum,
Hold the microphone right up there?
Yes, right there.
Right there, baby.
Not only can you find me at ryankeely.com, twitter.com/ryankeely, that's K-E-E-L-Y. Every month I write a sex and dating love advice column for a Penthouse Forum called The Dirty Details. And if you have sex and dating love advice that Dr. Susie cannot cover in her the two-hour allotment that she has, please write me at thedirtydetails@ffn.com.
There can never be too much sex advice. That's what I always say.
You guys can get my penthouse spread at IsisTaylorStore.com. And it's autographed.
All right. Yeah. Next. Susie.
Okay.
Make sure
Mackenzie.
Susie.
Oh, yeah. I just go to Penthouse and go to my page online. I don't have a website, but Penthouse does for me.
Yeah, right. Hold those microphones to your lips.
And if
guys.
You're looking to have your ass fucked anytime, guy, girl, doesn't matter, phoenixmarie.com, or just, you know, Twitter, Kimarizzle. I'm always on it.
Awesome. Do it.
Yeah, so before we go to our musical selection,
yeah.
I just want to thank everyone who's made this show possible, the whole staff here at the Speakeasy, the Bonobo Gang. And speaking of bonobos, this is our mascot. And, of course, any kind of stuff we do, some of the proceeds goes to the bonobos. And bonobos are the Make Love, Not War chimpanzee. Oh, now you're being recorded totally, so let me have that microphone. No, not that.
Okay, and I need a microphone up there.
Okay. And well, okay. Max, actually,
I need one microphone up there.
Okay.
I need one microphone up there.
But am I ending now, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we're going to close, and then Bono is going to close.
Okay.
So, okay.
So, hang on. So, what? Where am I here?
Okay.
Well, he's over there.
Yeah,
okay.
You got a mic right there. It's a guest mic.
And
you can close. Bono, you can also come up there.
Where's Bono?
Bring your guitar. Bring your guitar.
Okay. So, in the meantime, I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war, right?
Right.
And make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Even if it's not masturbation month anymore, every day is masturbation day. Every day is make love, not war day. And every day is spread the love, share the love. And every day is Penthouse Pet Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
And to end it, here's Bono.
Bono.
Go play.
Hi, darling. Mwah. Nice to see you.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Definitely.
Get his mic over there.
Okay.
Pick a song, anybody.
Okay, got to get his mic over there. Get his mic over.
When you're on the phone, can look you in the eye. You look like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special, so very special, but I'm a creep, but I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to know this. When I'm not around, You're so very special. So fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh, oh, and she's running again. She's running. Run, 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 run. So very special, so fucking special, but I'm a creep, and I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here. Thank you very much. Please don't rush the stage.
Thank you, darling. All right.
And you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. You have been listening to Revolution. It's this spring revolution. It's revolution all over the world. And it's a revolution that Baba Guccione, Max Lobkowitz, Hugh Hefner, and all the women before them caused.
Betty Page.
Betty Page.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Oh, yeah. Right. And we are the revolution. We are the front.
Marilyn.
Marilyn. Yeah. We are the front shock troops that have changed the world. All the Huey helicopters and all of that nonsense of dropping bombs and killing children and killing men and women that are innocent victims, it's all about us. It's all about pornography. It's all about sex. It's all about opening our legs and opening our minds to the revolution. And the revolution, and we will win. They have arrested me 100 times. That's okay. You know what? We're going to win. Because every time we take somebody down, there's a new pussy that takes over.
Winning!
Power to the people!